Good Monday morning, church, and we want to welcome to you our morning Bible study, our Bible reading, and I'll only have today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, with you, as Wednesday I'll be getting up bright and early and leaving for India. So I covet this time together. Unfortunately, I will not have cell phone access in India. And that's what I need to send these readings out to your phone is using the messenger program that only works over the cell tower. So unfortunately, the technology will not be available to me. But let's enjoy what we have today. We are going to be in Psalm 51. God's saving word is love. And today's reading is a psalm asking for God's forgiveness, and it's attributed to King David. After David had arranged to have Uriah killed in battle so that he could marry Bathsheba, who was pregnant with David's child, the prophet Nathan confronted David with his sin. And this is David's response when confronted with his sin. It's a prayer for forgiveness. And this is Psalm number 51. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love. Because of your great mercy, wipe away my sin. Wash away all my evil and make me clean from my sin. I recognize my faults. I'm always conscious of my sins. I have sinned against you, only against you, and done what you consider evil. So you are right in judging me. You are justified in condemning me. I have been evil from the day I was born. From the time I was conceived, I have been sinful. Sincerity and truth are what you require. Fill my mind with your wisdom. Remove my sin, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear the sounds of joy and gladness. And though you have crushed me and broken me, I will be happy once again. Close your eyes to my sins and wipe out all my evil. Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a new and loyal spirit in me. Do not banish me from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me again the joy that comes from your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach sinners your commands, and they will turn back to you. Spare my life, O God, and save me, and I will gladly proclaim your righteousness. Help me to speak, Lord, and I will praise you. You do not want sacrifices, or I would offer them. You are not pleased with burnt offerings. My sacrifice is a humble spirit, O God. You will not reject a humble and repentant heart. O God, be kind to Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with proper sacrifices and with our burnt offerings, and bulls will be sacrificed on your altar. And today's key verse is Psalm 51, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, because of your great mercy, wipe away my sins. And those of us that have been raised in sacramental churches such as the Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Anglican Church, Orthodox churches, you remember some of the verses of this chapter. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's part of the Tridentine Mass, and so it is sung in the penance as we prepare our hearts to receive the Holy Communion. Now, how would you describe the tone of David's prayer? He has nothing that he comes before God with. He confesses that he has sinned from the point of his conception. And yet, you know, he asked God to forgive him and build a new, correct spirit within him. And my question to you this morning is, what do you need to confess to God today? Let us pray. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, wipe away all my sins. Create a pure heart in me and put a new and loyal spirit in me. Keep me forever in your presence so that I may know the joy that comes from you and your salvation. Teach me to obey you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And so this ends our Bible reading for today, and I would just encourage you, keep your eyes open for that answer to prayer, for that miracle that you have been claiming in your life and for your family. And we will see you tomorrow.